This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here right after Christmas. A lot going on around the Umpqua Valley, and we've got the director of the Roseburg VA Medical Center, Patrick Hull. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for inviting me back.
So you began in April. How do you think it's going so far?
You know, it's been going very well. I've been able to reach and have discussions and chats with a lot of people, veteran service organizations, congressional offices, and members of the community. And they've given me a lot of feedback and a lot of support. And so it's been going very well. Met an awful lot of staff members within this organization and a lot of good people working here.
Now, I imagine after 9 months, though, you don't know everybody's name.
No, I don't. I don't even know my own brothers and sisters' names at times, so a little tough to.
What have you learned about the facility overall that maybe you didn't know going in?
Well, one of the main things I've learned is the skill set of our staff and how dedicated they are to serve veterans and serve their fellow staff members. The amount of dedicated people with tremendous amount of experience to carry out healthcare in the Roseburg area and Eugene and our other surrounding areas is just really exciting to me. I've learned an awful lot about the organization, its barriers, its issues, and I've also come to understand that many of the barriers that we've been trying to work through, the staff have plans and strategies established that are really going to move us forward over the next year.
What's your overall evaluation of the staff? I mean, it's one of the biggest employers in the area, so there's a lot to keep track of.
Well, you know, I look at our CMS rating. So we got a 5-star rating by the Center of Medicare and Medicaid Services. So that itself just tells you about the staff members. It tells you about the care that we provide, that we're getting a 5-star out of 5 stars within an outside agency coming in to look at our health care. I look at our ratings and our recertifications or being our accrediting agencies. We've just received a 3-year accreditation from the Commission of Accreditation and Rehabilitation Facilities, which is called CARF. And so 3-year recertification. We'll be coming up with our Joint Commission accreditation. This next year will be in the window. And our last one was really good. So I expect this next evaluation of our accreditation to be good as well.
Anytime you come into something new, there's always challenges. What have been some of your bigger ones?
Recruiting. I mean, to the rural area, we are very highly rural. And so people do not see the beauty and the special aspects of Roseburg and the healthcare and why we live here. I've been here 9 months, and it's just outstanding place to live. Now I have to find ways of communicating that to future recruiters and also our websites and doing videos with the recruiting. I'm asking our veteran service officers to participate in that, to really tell us a little bit about what Roseburg is, what it means to them, and how can we share that with potential candidates coming into our organization. I think housing is difficult, so extremely difficult for recruiting. People look for reasonable housing, and we've been running into those situations. Salary rates, so trying to be competitive. We've been looking at what can we do to help bridge that gap and make sure that we're staying in line with the community that are around the supporting area here.
And especially for higher paying, more professional positions, some of the doctors and providers and things like that. I know the housing issue can really be a tough one sometimes because maybe a price point they'd want to be in, inventory is often very limited.
Yeah, definitely. I think trying to find an organization that can change with where the need is. Like, we have a facility in Eugene, our surgery center there, and Roseburg here, trying to make sure that we can recruit and have sustainable operations. So we've just expanded and opened up our surgery again in some of our care there. So we have to have the individuals to be able to provide that that care, the doctors, the nurses, the LPNs, the RNs, the NPs. So we have to look and make sure that we can have it in the right location so we have sustainable operations.
You know, for the recruiting piece, do you feel like in some cases, if you could just get people to come here for a few days, they might see what they don't see just looking online or through information provided?
Well, I not just for a few days. I think we have to be very proactive with that. So that's why the videos and our outreach activities to recruit people that have this type of lifestyle as a part of who they are, the outdoors kind of environment, being in a smaller community where there's tremendous benefits for raising a family. Once you get here, it's like, wow, it's amazing what you have in the area. We're also going to be doing this little contest at work where the staff will tell us something unique about Roseburg and the area. And then we're kind of having a contest about, can people guess what that is? It's also to use the media to help us with recruitment and positive news stories and making sure that's balanced. So when people do research it.
What about any changes or tweaks, adjustments you've made to ongoing operations since you got here?
Well, I think some of the main ones is expanding services. We have chiropractic care that's going to be offered, hiring two chiropractors and a massage therapist and acupuncture. We are hiring additional surgeons, primary care docs to help fill some of our gaps there. Change the recruitment. My goal is to have zero vacancy rate in our primary care providers so that we have sustainable operations. Changing who we recruit to. That was probably one of the biggest programs that I've changed is having a transition program for people from outside the organization of VA coming into the VA that they transition, that they're comfortable with the patients that they're treating because many of our patients have comorbidities. They're much sicker than some outlying areas that we have. They may be taking care of patients and younger children or people in their 20s. When you look at me, I'm 57 now, much different than I was in the 20s. Sometimes our nurse practitioners and doctors and others, they just need to be able to come in and have somebody transition them in to understand our practice and who we're dealing with and the PTSD that many of our veterans and then that they have. So
I think that PTSD piece from talking to veterans over the years, if you haven't experienced it directly, it could be sometimes kind of hard to understand.
Absolutely. I personally have PTSD, and over the years I've come with techniques of how to live with it the best I can. And sometimes the providers over the years really haven't understood where my mindset is. Sometimes I have no idea where it is. So it's just a part of that whole trauma. And it does help when we set up a program or a transitioning into the organization to help new providers come in and understand who our veterans are and why we're here and why it's so important that they're giving good, positive care and understanding the veteran's point of view.
One thing that oftentimes people don't seem to realize is that while they see the Roseburg VA facility, you're in charge of other campuses hours away as well. How much travel do you have to do to get to those other places?
Well, traveling is quite a bit in my role. I need to be on the move, going out to Eugene and Brookings and some of our other outlying areas. We have a mental health location downtown in Eugene as well. But it's also traveling to D.C. and meeting with different groups of our organization to help advocate for resources to come here. So my main kind of focus is how do we get the support and services here for Roseburg. It does take quite a bit of time to be doing that, so quite a bit of traveling, sometimes 2 to 3 weeks out of a month.
Wow. We're going to talk more when we come back. Director Patrick Hall of the Roseburg VA Medical Center, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1. We're going to talk about the Riddle Roots Project on Inside Douglas County tomorrow. Today, the focus of the Roseburg VA Medical Center and the director, Patrick Hull, who's been here since April. You mentioned your relationship with the veterans community. Talk more about how you feel like that's going.
I think the relationship with the veterans community and being a veteran myself is going very well. I think since my transition into the organization, I've been very open to listening and participating in meetings that the different veterans groups can tell me, voice their concerns. Also participate in helping me guide where the organization should go as healthcare operations. Here shortly, January the 9th, I'm meeting with the veteran service officers and groups to sit down and talk about strategic planning, where we are going for the future, and walk through what it takes to expand services and what are some of the hurdles that we have to go to that make ensure that we have the right care at the right time at the right place and very safe care, so we're not jeopardizing any veterans with what we start services up here.
And one thing with all the shifts of the last few years and getting through the pandemic and some of the challenges that that posed, some of the veterans have talked to me about sometimes, travel, for instance, if it's something in Eugene where for a lot of people that's not that big of a deal, but if you're older, maybe you don't like to drive a lot, you don't like to drive at night, that can be a bit of a challenge.
Absolutely. And those are items that many of our veteran service officers have brought up, like Jim Little, Bill Duncan, Gwen Best, Bill Mixon, Carol Hunt, and Neil Hemrell. Just to name a few of the individuals that and I think Rick Spinetti that have been there's concerns that they've raised that we need to try to bring more local health care here. So I strive to do that, but it's not just having a physical location here. There's multiple ways to provide health care, either through telehealth or we call them sometimes a doctor on a move. So we have two different locations, the specialty provider that is sometimes very hard to recruit in some specialties. They will have a connection with a nurse practitioner or provider here so we can provide that support. And if we needed some extended surgery or special surgery, then the patient would need to go to that facility at some point. But we can do a good portion of some aspects of healthcare here utilizing that model, provider on a move or a nurse practitioner that's working with a provider that could be around the country helping us fill a gap in like a surgery or some other type of specialty care.
Now, from the federal side, has there been any movement towards getting a state veterans home on the VA property?
Yeah, as far as I know, I think they're still moving forward with that. We've looked at a location at the campus, on the veterans campus here in Roseburg. And as soon as they decide if it's going to pass or how they are going to move forward with it, I know the VA and myself will we'll look at that. I think right now I can't lobby. I'm prohibited from lobbying. And it's up to the state and the organizations to determine how they want to move forward. But I'm supportive of whatever decision they would make in the sense that I'm here to help. But I can't lobby and kind of promote different entities like that. But there's a need for it. So how the state comes forward with funding or whatever they decide to do.
That aspect of not technically being able to lobby has got to be a little tricky.
It is, absolutely. It absolutely is. Because I don't think anybody wants a medical center director out there lobbying for our own personal needs or whatever. I have to be very neutral. And then after decisions are made by the government or by the organization, then that's the view. But it's encouraging, and this is how I would say it. It's encouraging that they're looking at it. They see a need. I think in the my data that I reviewed, as we get older, and I'm getting up there in age now, those services are really needed here. VA and the state have provided excellent health care in those fields, and I know if I needed those services, that's where I would want to be. If I was ever came to that situation.
What about, how have you developed relationships with some of the local and state lawmakers?
Well, I'm in the moment right now. I'm trying to schedule appointments to meet with them. I've met with the city hall. I've been down with the county commissioners, been at different meetings, met them in different venues. So as in physically sitting down and giving a state of the facility, I haven't had those scheduled yet, but I'm glad to do that. Talk about where we are, what we're doing, and where we want to go to be supportive to our veterans' health care.
As you look at the Roseburg campus, do you ever walk around and envision things that could be placed there, whether it's new buildings or just additional services, that kind of thing?
Well, that occurs every year. So as we look at planning for healthcare and where we should be, it's an assessment that occurs, which is going to happen again on January the 9th and the 10th. So I've asked the VSOs, organizations, the people I named above and a few others in the congressional offices to come and sit with me and let's talk about it. And then each year it's reevaluated the workload or the need of veterans health care. Here's another way of stating it. Depending on where that the data shows, we start developing short and long-term plans. Some of those are just internal, like adding chiropractic care. That's a need that we really have for both Roseburg and Eugene, physical therapy type of programs. But when it comes to capital projects, like building a facility, that takes many, many years to actually get under the works. So it can take 15 to 20 years to go from start to finish. And it's a whole series of processes that the VA has set up and also the Congress has set up. We have to validate and justify why we are going to build a building and what's the need for it.
And also be able to have a long-term funding stream for it and whatever is going to be done there.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's a part of the process, too, is how is it going to be funded, both the capital projects, the building, but then the staff and the supplies and the needs to provide those services. That's a process that we do extreme deep dives into because we're set on having sustainable operations. So if we're going to start something up, we need to be able to sustain it over years and not have it go up and down. And that's one of the reasons why I want to have a 0% vacancy rate in primary care. The only way for us to ensure that we have appointments and capacity and access is that we reduce it's called the churn of people coming and going. We have providers and nurses and other individuals that move into Roseburg. They take other jobs or are recruited by outside organizations. And I need to have a backup plan so that we can keep the services going, but ensure that a veteran being assigned a care team has no disruption in their care. And that's one of my principles, guiding principles. I should be able to come in and say, veteran John or Bill or Barb or whoever it might be, you're assigned to a care team. You should not have a disruption in your care, whether it be prescriptions or appointments or follow-up or just a question you might have about your health care.
After 9 months here, what are your overall thoughts about the Umpqua Valley?
You know, I love it. My wife and I have been, we purchased a house and I planted some grapes and trees, so I'm pretty much decided to stay. I wanted to find a place that I could retire and use it as a good place to hopefully see grandchildren grow up there too. So really enjoy it. I've been to many different places in the country for work. I've never met more nice people than I have here. I can't think of anybody that's been rude or obnoxious or inappropriate. Any place I ever go, they're just nice, good souls. And that's nice to be able to say.
All right. Patrick Hull, director of the Roseburg VA Medical Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
1257 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.